If you're thinking about staying at one of Universal's own hotels, listen on to find out how quick and easy it is to get from your hotel to the theme parks and Volcano Bay. My name is Martin, and I'm going to be talking you all the way through each hotel on site at Universal Orlando and how easy it is to get to the two theme parks and water park as well. In this video, we're going to be concentrating on the Legacy Hotel. So these are the ones that are up at Universal Studios Florida, not the ones down at Epic Universe, because at the moment, time of recorded, they haven't actually opened yet, so we can't actually tell you too much about the transportation. We do know that there will be transportation, bus transportation between the hotels down at Epic Universe and the original two parks, and also Volcano Bay as well, but we don't have the times and we don't want to estimate it and get it wrong. So let's talk about Universal's two latest brilliant value resorts, and this is the Endless Summer Resort. It's actually two hotels and there's a road between them. They are run as two separate hotels. Price-wise, they're pretty much exactly the same. Never really know as much of a difference. What we love about these is they are fantastic value. They are actually on International Drive, which means that you have a Walgreens opposite and you have a few restaurants close by as well. So it's great because you're not within that Universal bubble, so you can go and have some sort of cheaper food. Price-wise, these are the lowest hotels that Universal have. And these are fantastic because you still get those extra benefits, such as being able to get into the Wizarding World of Harry Potter an hour before everyone else, and also Volcano Bay as well. So it is technically off-site. It is on the site of where Wet 'n Wild used to be. If you went to Orlando many, many, many years ago, you might remember Wet 'n Wild. Universal bought this land and then demolished it and put up the two Endless Summer Resorts. So there are two, but we're just going to talk about them exactly the same because there's no real difference between the two of them in terms of getting up to Universal itself. So, one, you could actually walk to it. Now, the way that American roads work is that they're all light controlled. You can't just go and just wander across. And because it is set up for the drivers and not for the pedestrians, you could be waiting. I've crossed that road before. You could be waiting a good sort of 4 or 5, maybe 6 minutes, maybe. And potentially needs to cross the road twice as well at the first intersection. So what you do is you then walk across, and then you basically take the same route as what the bus takes. You just walk along the sides of the road. There is pavement. Make sure that you use the crossing and that you wait for the lights as well. America is not set up for pedestrians and they will not just randomly stop for you. You have to wait for the light. Probably about 20 minute walk. I did it a couple of times. I like walking, so it doesn't really kind of bother me. But, you know, first thing in the morning and also last thing at night, probably wouldn't do it. I was walking across at sort of 10, 11 o'clock in the morning, so kind of waking me up. Putting off a bit of breakfast, basically. 99% of all other people are going to be taking that shuttle bus. The shuttle buses are pretty regular. The shuttle buses run every 10 to 15 minutes, so sort of 10 minutes more in sort of peak times of the day, and 15 minutes kind of like off-season and maybe in the middle of the day when less people are using them. And then it takes about 10 to 15 minutes, depending on the traffic, to get there. So if you arrive and you see one going, then you probably got like a 10-15 minute wait for that, and then 10-15 minutes. So potentially, worst case scenario, 15 minutes and 15 minutes could take you half an hour to get to your hotel. Realistically, it's probably not going to be that long. You're probably going to be waiting, 7 or 8 minutes to go, and then it usually does take about 10 minutes. Now, what I would say is if you do see, for example, you were staying at Dockside, and your bus has literally just pulled out without you and there's not one behind it, but there's a Surfside bus that looks like it's ready to go, to be honest, it's probably just as easy to jump onto that as opposed to waiting 10 to 15 minutes. Jump onto that because the walk between the two hotels are opposite each other. There's just a road. So it'll probably take you about 4 or 5 minutes walk between. So it is actually quicker when coming back. If you do miss one to your hotel, just take the other hotel and just walk across, or go and have a little look inside as well. They are quite similarly themed, but they do have differences. So the shuttle bus is the number one way of doing it, and the nice and clean, friendly shuttle buses. You can drive, but to be honest, I don't see the point in having a car whilst you're staying up there, unless you've just got a car for the day. Remember, you are paying to park your car at the hotel and also to park your car. Next, let's move to Universal Aventura Hotel. Now, I really like this hotel because they have an amazing rooftop bar. You don't actually have to be staying at this hotel to obviously go and use a rooftop bar. You can just go and use it, but it is right next to Volcano Bay. And Volcano Bay is Universal's brilliant water park. So to get to Volcano Bay, it's just a 5-10 minute walk. It's really nice little walk to get to the water park. There are no shuttle buses because it is that close. By the time you've got a shuttle bus, you'd be getting off anyway. So it is just a walk from Volcano Bay to Universal's Aventura Hotel. Now, you can also walk to the main theme parks as Universal Studios Florida, Islands of Adventure, and also City Walk as well. This is going to take you about 25 to 30 minutes to walk to the theme parks from there. It is a nice little stroll, but it is going to be a walk to get you up to there, which is why most people take the shuttle bus. Like at end of summer, these shuttle buses are every 10 to 15 minutes, and the journey time is, again, about 10 to 15 minutes. So pretty much exactly the same as Endless Summer in that regard. It's just you can walk. You can also walk from Endless Summer, but you're staying on Universal property to get there. So you're not walking across like a public bridge and things like that. Next up is Cabana Bay. And Cabana Bay is, again, a 5-10 minute walk to Volcano Bay, the water park. There are no shuttle buses. And again, if you want to walk to the theme parks, again, you're looking at a 25 to 30 minute walk from Cabana Bay to get you to the gates of the theme parks. Again, most people will take the shuttle bus, and the shuttle buses come every 10 to 15 minutes, and it takes about 10 to 15 minutes to get you from the hotel to the drop-off point. The drop-off point for all the shuttle buses when you go into the theme parks is City Walk. So this is where you're going to go through bag check, through security, which is why sometimes when the parks are actually quite busy, it is actually easier and quicker to walk, because what's going to happen is you're going to get on the shuttle bus and then you're going to go through. And this is the same security point that you're going to go through that everyone who is a day tripper is going to be going through as well. So it's everyone who's taking one of the shuttle buses and all the day trippers parking as well. Whereas when you walk, you go through a separate security check. And it is usually a bit quicker. Getting a bit closer now to the theme parks, but still really close and within a 5-10 minute walk from Volcano Bay is Sapphire Falls. Now, Sapphire Falls is a 5-10 minute walk away from Volcano Bay, but it does also have a shuttle bus as well if you want to save your legs. As it is a little bit closer to the theme parks, you are already looking at a 15-20 minute walk to get from Sapphire Falls up to the theme parks. You've got to remember that also when we talk about walking from these parks, the first park you're going to come to is going to be Islands of Adventure and City Walk, and then Universal Studios Florida is slightly further away, so add on probably another sort of 5 minutes. Because it is closer, it is the first hotel on our list that also has the water taxis as well. Now, I love taking a water taxi to and from the park. I think it's a brilliant, relaxing way. The water taxis run every 15 to 20 minutes, and just make sure that you get on the one that's going to your hotel, as it doesn't stop off at other hotels. The water taxis run every 15 to 20 minutes, and it takes about 6 to 10 minutes, depending on the day, to get from the hotel to the theme park. So really great way of getting to the parks. You can also take a shuttle bus as well. Just be warned that because you can walk and because there are the water taxis, which is the preferred method of you getting to the theme parks, the shuttle buses are only every 30 minutes. Now, if there, for example, is there's lightning and they can't actually run the water taxis, they will put on more shuttle buses. Next, we're on to the premium hotels. And from the premium hotels, it's not worth walking to Volcano Bay. So you'll be able to take a shuttle bus that's going to take you to the water park. Now, again, the shuttle bus is going to be every 30 minutes or so, but it doesn't actually take you that long to get from the hotels to the water park. So let's start off with Royal Pacific, and this is the entry-level premium hotel. If you check out our other podcasts and videos all about what you get for staying on site at Universal, you'll know that not only are you going to get that 1 hour early entry to the Wizarding World of Harry Potter and also Volcano Bay as well, But you also get the Universal Express Pass as well, which gives you unlimited entry to use those Universal Express Pass lines, which means you can be able to do so many rides and attractions. It is a brilliant way of doing it. And if you're going to go in peak time and peak season, really recommend staying there in one of the premium hotels. So Royal Pacific Hotel, about a 10 to 15 minute walk if you fancy a leisurely stroll up to the theme parks. Again, you've got those water taxis, and they're going to take between, again, 6 to 10 minutes to get to the theme parks, and they run every 15 to 20 minutes. But of course, if you do see that there is a massive queue for your hotel, then maybe just walk instead. Again, there are shuttle buses that also run as well, but it actually takes longer on the shuttle bus because you need to walk all the way to the end of City Walk, which is fine if you're at that kind of end of City Walk. Walk all the way to the end of City Walk and wait for a bus. You can actually walk it much quicker than you can take the shuttle bus. Preferred way of doing it is, of course, to take those water taxis. Now let's talk about the closest in terms of walking distance, and that is the Hard Rock Hotel. And this is just an 8 to 10 minute walk away from the theme park. So really nice stroll along the river. You can wait for all those people in the water taxis. And of course, you can go at any time of the day. You don't have to worry about waiting for anything. There are shuttle buses, but like the other premium hotels, it is quicker to walk or take those water taxis. Water taxis, again, run every 15 to 20 minutes, and it takes about 7 to 10 minutes to take you from the Hard Rock Hotel to City Walk, which is where you're going to be able to get into the theme parks. And lastly, the Portofino Hotel, and this one is about a 15 to 20 minute walk away from the theme parks. You also have the shuttle bus, but again, the preferred way of going is, of course, to take those water taxis, and these take around 10 minutes and again run every 15 to 20 minutes. So when possible, take those water taxis. It is a brilliant, lovely hotel. It's the most expensive hotel on site at Universal, but for good reason. It has a really, really lovely atmosphere. If you're staying in the Portofino, Hard Rock Hotel, Royal Pacific, or Sapphire Falls, said the shuttle buses are every 30 minutes, and they do run late as well. So if you are going to be out in City Walk enjoying yourself, you can take those as well. And they also start around an hour before the theme park opens. So there you have it. That is our guide of how long it's going to take you to go from the Universal Hotels to Universal Studios Florida, Islands of Adventure, City Walk, and also Universal's Volcano Bay as well. Really hope you found that really useful and interesting. If you want to get in touch, one of our team will be really happy to help you with your trip over to Orlando. Please use the link in the show notes below. For now, have a magical day.